finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Why do you hate Europe and all Europeans? Like, where did that come from? Why'd you repost that tweet the other day saying that you... why are you eating a whole cabbage?
Redukins, we need a...
Which character would you smash?
Okay, not that.
Lick me, daddy.
If you had to put your previous guests on a tier list, where would they rank?
Deejus F tier, Cinemunch F tier, Redukins F tier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am recording.
What was that?
Alright. Welcome to Rumble Pack.
Someone in my Twitch chat said the next collab is either gonna be Smoke Bee or Sambucha.
And Sambucha's here today. Welcome, Sambucha!
Yeah, say hi, Sam.
No way.
Pretty cool, right? Did I get the role?
That was pretty good. Yeah.
That works. Technically, you did beat Sambucha for that belt.
Yeah, he is the better Sambucha. In melee terms.
That's what I've been saying.
Yes,
we're just gonna smack talk Sam the whole time and ensure he never comes on this
podcast. Dude, I just I want another.
No, he has
Smash
to come
Bros.
To like
tournament.
To reclaim his honor.
I want another Smash Bros. Tournament to happen. Like,
yeah,
look at this. I'm ready.
I'm itching, man.
I mean, I've had this for 7 years, but I'm ready still.
Oh,
that's sick, actually. That's cool. Is that your logo?
Cool. Yeah. I got, if you want to know how far C.com goes back, this was in high school. There's a funny story about this before we actually talk and verbally berate Redukins. It was I ordered it high school in 2018, right? Because Smash Ultimate came out December 7th, I think, 2018. And I was just waiting for it to come in, and I was waiting. I was checking the updates every single day. The day before, December 6th, it comes in, and I get to play it for the midnight launch, which is pretty sick.
That's awesome.
I've since modded it.
We do another Smash tournament. I found my original GameCube controller. You could tell. Because look at that analog stick where all the rubbers are.
Dude, that's a GameCube controller that was loved right there. Holy moly.
That's from 2001. That's from the day of the tragedy.
Did anybody else get the vibe that Johnny wasn't showing off the GameCube controller just then? I think that was an excuse to show the nails, dude. Let me see those.
My girlfriend painted my nails. She has white where I have black and black where I have white. So it's like the most cute thing possible.
Look at the Super Nintendo controller.
You're not racist.
He supports both sides.
I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 years and I still haven't let her paint my nails.
I just haven't gotten around to it.
If I was Dano would have been able to pull it off
on the next podcast. If you don't have painted nails on the next podcast, you don't love your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have painted nails on the next podcast, we give you a full face of makeup.
That's
okay, guys. Officially, so Dano has agreed that if his nails aren't painted in next week's episode, he will donate $100,000 to a charity. So.
And we're doing Planned Parenthood.
All right, you know what? Hold on. So let's roll it back. Let's roll it back. All right, Johnny and Cedar were showing off their controllers and stuff, and leading out off of that. Another thing that you can control is the way that you present yourself on the internet. So Radukins, face reveal, is that in the cards? Do you think?
Oh my! Is this not good enough for you? I don't understand.
Dano, do you need? I have missed one, Rad. Dano, I have missed 3 weeks of this podcast, and you want to tell me that this hasn't died?
You know what? Actually, Pear, before that,
peel off your skin. Peel off your skin, Pear.
How does this chicken tender look to you, Pear?
It looks like a fried rat.
Wait, Loki. Wait, hold it back up. Hold it back up.
What are you talking about? This looks great.
No, no, wait, Dano. Like, you know what? Like, tilt it a bit and then horizontal like this. I swear I saw a Pokemon. I swear I saw a Pokemon.
No. Wait. Show it to the camera,
Dano. Make them your horns. Make them
show
like,
it to the camera?
Like Viking horns or devil horns.
Oh my god, show the tender to the camera.
What do you mean it looks like a fried rat?
Flip it horizontal.
Audio listeners, Dano's holding up a chicken tender that is silver and looks like a Glock 19. He's holding it to his head.
He's rubbing it all over his face and getting all like the oil and like grease.
This looks really good. Come on, everybody, I need you to agree that this chicken tender looks good.
I mean, it does look good. Wait, but like,
Dano, all of your Dano, face, Dano. Flip it 180 degrees. No.
Like, other axis. Geometry. Other axis.
So what the no, other. Yeah, kickflip. Kickflip? Kickflip?
I just did. You want to do it again?
Kickflip like the chicken tender.
Spin it around.
Make the top the bottom.
Do a trick.
Oh, okay.
Do tricks on it.
You have problems.
Welcome back to Rumble Pack. The number
can you guys tell me that this chicken tender looks
podcast.
Good? I need a physical affirmation that this chicken tender looks good, so I can rub it in the pair's face that this is from Arby's.
You stop rubbing it in your face.
It's not okay, wait. The chicken tenders from Arby's, of course they're decent. They're fine chicken tenders, but you're not going to Arby's for chicken tenders. You're going to Arby's for some weird man sandwich.
This like, looks
what
good.
What is that?
That looks
so bad.
Put this looks away, good. Man.
What is that?
Dano, that looks like
on the Arby's burger.
Not the slide whistle.
Very important.
This is so good.
Radukins,
this is so good.
Hello. I need your fast food tier list real quick. What is S tier? What is F tier?
S tier Popeyes, F tier, you know, for topicality's sake, is Arby's.
I think Arby's
is, dude, we Ooh. Went. I went to an Arby's like last year, and my roast beef was like green.
Ugh.
I don't think that's like a natural color.
It was just like Halloween though.
Yucky.
Halloween food coloring.
It was a Halloween special.
No, it was St. Patrick's Day, guys. It was St. Patrick's Day, guys. That's why it was green. please.
Off season St. Patrick.
Not the St. Patty, bro. Yeah. I don't want that.
All right, you know what?
A Minecraft movie promo, the green top.
I have been to a couple bad Arby's in my life, just like I've been to a couple bad Wendy's. I've been to a bad KFC before. I've been to bad restaurants. I am genuinely starting to think that I have the one good Arby's in the entire universe that is near my house. Like, if everybody unanimously hates it, when you guys get down here for VidCon, that is the first meal that we're all going
to
try.
Enjoy for the next
one. Is that a video?
It's shutting down. It's shutting down, Dano. Give it 3 months.
That's the one you took me to, right, Dano?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bam. Yeah. How'd you like it?
Yeah. I considering that's the only Arby's I've ever been to on planet Earth, I thought it was okay.
Oh, you
okay.
Didn't say that. No. You right. Said it was good.
Wait,
I remember.
Wait.
Bam, get your glasses out. Where's the footage?
Dano. Keep in mind, Bam is British. Bam is British, okay?
Yeah.
That means any Yeats food opinion, it's not as good.
He potatoes with tuna.
I've never
okay, okay. Yeah, coming from a British person is like this is ass, bro.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna die.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Domino's has stuffed crust. Wait, what?
I gotta go. Domino's is worse than Pizza Hut.
are you serious?
Audio listeners, Pear is not walking, running to his nearest Domino's location. Right
oh my
now.
God, he's back.
Yeah, Pear,
how was it?
Again.
How was it?
Did you get one?
I had to do something real quick.
How was the pizza?
Awfully suspicious.
That was fast. Wait.
I got Domino's on speed dial, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pair calls.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like, the usual, and he's like, yep, and that's it.
That's all it takes.
It's me. You know what I want.
Of course, the one time that I'm sitting here arguing my butt off about Arby's, this sandwich is insanely mid. All right.
Gasp.
Well,
we should probably ask Duncan's a few questions. First off, how are you so good at Super Smash Brothers Melee? We need to know. What's the backstory?
That's true.
When you start playing?
Mm-hmm. I started playing when it first came out in like the early 2000s, but I didn't really take it seriously. And then college came around, and then you guys know PM, Project M?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I got into.
Before you talk about Project M, was a community-made mod for Super Smash Brothers Brawl, where they basically said, hey, Brawl kind of sucks, let's make it more like Melee. That was Project M, for those who don't know. Content.
A lot of people considered it the best Smash Bros. Mm-hmm. game for like a while, which is crazy.
But now it's like the forbidden Smash game, like you can't talk about it anymore without getting like sued by Nintendo.
It's taboo, dude.
I played some PM, it was fun, but saw Melee was more popular, so I gave that a try. And I entered some tournaments, but I didn't do that well. And here I am.
And then you won.
Wait, what
and
year was this that you were playing tournaments?
Sorry, Johnny, what was that?
What year was it that you were playing tournaments?
I only played like one or two. I went to college in, 2013. So 2014 and 2015.
I was in third grade, Brad.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
How does it feel to be the oldest person on this podcast? How does it feel to be a fossil?
Yo, can I be real? Every time I wake up, like something hurts now. I'm not even joking.
Dude,
my back, my neck.
Same.
You're young, though. I mean, you don't have an excuse to hurt.
It might be the iron deficiency. Wait, I don't know. But, like, it's something.
Is Rad the first, like, post-30-year-old we've had on the channel?
I'm not post-30. I am 30.
Oh, my bad. Even still.
Ask me again next year.
Dana likes to round up.
I think we cut that bit out from the first episode because that sounded bad.
I still remember it well.
It's is it right. In the first? So I can't remember.
I might be. I forget.
Sorry,
I
don't know. I'm young at heart. Still,
we forget. We cut so much out of these podcasts that we don't remember anymore.
There's actually an eighth member of Rumble Pack that we don't show their camera.
It's a hidden character.
Mm. Anna's here right now.
Get cut all the time.
Anna's in this call.
Oh, I meant to ask. Do you guys allow swearing or no? Like how? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
we permit.
Yeah,
Anna
we do.
Exist.
We just
with the we more just, we swear censors. Though, the more Anna has to do.
Oh yeah, dude, that's what I'm trying to do. Make her work for a paycheck.
Oh no.
Okay, since we're talking about Smash Bros, though, Redukins, we need a
which character
list.
Would you smash?
Okay, not that, but we need a tier list of the Smash.
Yeah, men
yeah,
first.
No, I want Dano's. Smash Dano, Bros based
I
on
vote for Dano.
Looks.
Men first.
Wait, sorry, what was the question? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, okay.
How does Smash Bros characters by who you would smash?
Everyone
men first.
Yeah.
Okay, so hottest Smash Bros character I would
only men.
Only men. Okay. That narrows it down a little.
Because you can say Zero Suit Samus, and that's a cop out.
Snake is also a cop out.
Snake is also a cop out.
Let me.
How about
let me,
this?
Like,
try a reptile. Try a reptile in Smash.
Redukins, let me remind you some options.
All two of them.
You could say like Captain Falcon and be boring, but Then you're forgetting like King K. Rool and Steve.
I forgot. Steve.
I was gonna
Popo.
Say
Popo,
I would pick
the ice climber.
Just
that's
Popo.
A child, Johnny.
Wait, that's a child, Johnny.
I thought that was a grown man. I thought they were grown. They're climbing ice. You can't
like
do
a
that as
a
kid.
Nugget.
You have to be at least 20 to do Everest. I'm sorry. You got to be at least 20 for Everest.
Okay, I mean, for
so
me,
back,
Rob
real?
Or Mr. Game & Watch?
Rob.
You do both.
Okay.
Why? Elaborate.
What is there to do with Rob?
Yeah, he's just like, there's too much going on there.
Mr. Wait,
youngest person to climb Everest was Jordan Romero at 15 years old.
Okay, so
wow.
Eight. I take it back.
Let's just cut that out.
I can't believe they're 15. Wow.
Okay, so in terms of who I would bang, I would probably pick Minecraft Steve because...
Let's go.
Let me hear yeah. me out. I think it would be a good challenge just because how like his physique works. It's like, how do you get into that little block? Like, where's the hole? Is the hole also a square? Cause that would hurt like hell.
I'd
the square
so.
Hole.
So that might be like something I want to explore.
Bro, potion of regeneration, dude. That's all you
it
need.
It goes in the square hole.
Let me look at the Smash Bros. Roster. I feel like we're missing a lot of folks.
Potion of swiftness.
Dude, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, Piranha Plant. Never mind. I thought about it. Never mind.
That'd be a one and done.
Crazy.
Olimar.
No,
Alf
is where it's at, baby.
No, Olimar's a family man. Olimar's a family man. He wouldn't. Has to go both ways.
No, he's this
true.
Big.
That
like,
is
canonically,
true.
He's this big.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you literal life-size Pikmin.
Whoa, that's sick.
Wario is attractive in, like, one of those weird ways. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know who. Greninja, it's over.
That tongue. Different.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Different.
Dude, Dana, do you want to go into more detail on what you just said?
What? Who are you? I'm still looking at characters.
Who are you?
Let's see.
He says.
Dude, there's so many Smash Bros. Characters.
Meta Knight. Oh my gosh. I would let Meta Knight rail me.
Okay.
I know he's a ball, but
that's
dude,
quite
a like,
sentence.
He's like, the aura of Meta Knight is wild.
Hold on. Let me just give me a moment.
It says Meta Knight is 8 inches tall.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
how tall Meta Knight?
What is that?
Ah, he says 30 inches. that's at least average, right?
This character.
Oh my god, to scale.
To scale, actually. This is actually to scale.
No, never mind then. I need him to be massive. Ooh, Dark Suit Samus.
That's an alien.
That's a girl.
That is genuinely just an alien.
That's an alien! As if you didn't just say K-Rool like 10 minutes earlier. That's an alligator. I feel like an alien is a step up.
Alien aren't men.
You guys should
women.
Play Metroid Prime.
What?
Low-key.
Yo,
I actually played.
I have a pick for you. I feel like you... I'm reading like your vibe right now, and I think Incineroar is... who you would be with.
It's because
he would dominate him for sure.
I know like Incineroar is like the perfect dom, but I feel like that's too much. You know what I mean?
Like
that's too much for me to handle, which I've never said before.
He has fire on his balls.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, does he just
no, I can't handle
does
that.
Does he spew out fire too from his nether region?
Probably.
I think there's
Steve
general-
in the
yeah, that would actually
Pokemon
hurt,
that does that. Hold on.
I'm just now realizing how many kids are in Smash Brothers. Oh my gosh. A lot of these are children, dude.
It is a
like,
children's game, Dana.
No, it yeah, but like I'm a, just saying, like...
It's not, like, rated 18.
No, yeah, but, like, all the Koopa kids, like, the Squid kids and stuff, they're getting beat up by, like, full-grown adults. Like Donkey Kong is how old? Like, 30? And he's going and beating up a little, like, 5-year-old Squid kid? Like, that's hilarious.
Like, yeah, man.
Just how guys
beating, are. Never mind.
What's the Tekken guy?
Kazuya.
Dave.
Yeah. He's like, what, 60 coming in here?
Just beat up 5-year-olds.
That's pretty funny.
Who's the oldest person in Smash? Is it Sephiroth?
No, not Sephiroth.
Like 20-something.
He's got gray hair.
Okay, Game & Watch. That's not what I meant. Hold on. Canonically oldest person.
I mean, if we're...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Talking technicalities, Rosalina's like infinite or something.
That is true.
I can't ignore
I mean, there's
yeah, I think Rosalina.
Link, who's 117, but that's, yet again, that's not, I mean.
Anna just sent a picture of her cat that she forcefully
insulted. You know what? Duck Hunt.
Wait. The dog or the duck?
Ooh.
You know what?
Either way is a lose.
Just take
I'm
turns.
I'm kind of looking at him. I don't know both.
Okay. Oh,
just get spit roasted by him.
The tag team, dog.
All right. Back on Red. Okay, Red Ukins, why do you make Hasbin Hotel
Pause. Reel it back. Smash Bros.
Okay, as soon as Anna updates the sheet, then I will be asking new questions, but she uses the same one every time. It just says, did you see on it? All right?
No, I have a real question. Red Ukins?
Yeah.
When you go to make a short, what's like your thought process? Like, how do you start? Do you start with the idea or do you, like, what do you do? Because I'm actually curious.
Yeah, I start with the idea. I just do whatever I'm, like, remotely interested in. Like, when I first started, it was mainly just, like, gaming content, but it got really boring and dry, so I kind of had to pivot a little. And I kind of just do a mix of, like, game, food, memes. And in terms of, like, what I do... Why are people holding their laughter?
Sorry.
I'm very passionate.
I saw Dano get up and the belt that he uses to lock himself in was still there, and then he shamefully took it down.
Wait, that's not a meme? That's no. A real thing?
Dano, go get it again. Go get it again.
I thought that was a bit. Dano has issues.
Go get it again. Remind
Rad,
the people.
I can tell you a lot about Dano's process. I've sat in that chair before.
Yo, can I see an action? Dano, is that possible?
Yeah, Bam, you've worn the lock-in belt, haven't you?
Dude, you showed me how. You taught me the ways.
I'm not putting that thing on again for screenshots.
Dano, get the belt.
Don't make me get the belt. Don't make me get the belt.
I did like a shift on the TuneSurf Blender file while I was at your place.
Yeah, dude. Bam did 20% of TuneSurf while he was here. He sat in the chair for four minutes. Yeah, he sat in the chair for 4 minutes and just churned out 20% of the episode. Sorry, Red, we interrupted you. What were we talking about?
I'm just so taken back right now. Making shorts. I make sure I insert some ha-has and I post. I make a few.
I have noticed you've been making more content about like food and it seems to be doing well.
Yeah, I'm just like a natural fat ass, so it kind of just resonates with me.
On a scale of one to ten, would you eat pear?
Yeah.
The guy or the fruit?
No, like look at his mascot. I think he looks appetizing. Have you seen those Pokemon cooking videos?
Yeah, I'd eat him out.
No, I said.
Wait, sorry. What was the question?
Never mind.
Okay,
Dan, don't get the belt.
I noticed your recent video is a Roblox video. How does it feel to go to the dark side?
Oh, I hate it. I'm not doing another Roblox video. That's a one and done for me.
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, do we want to bring it up? How we've lost someone to the dark
we've
side?
We've lost a friend.
He's not even here right
a
now.
A friend.
It's so,
so
sad.
Funny. Bundan is stuck playing Asian Roblox guy. Right now. I can't
let's tune in. Why don't we? I'm going to tune in on his live stream. Let's go.
No.
To the watch party. All right.
Yeah, I want
if
everyone
we'll,
sends a
if
little
we'll
wave.
Do, we'll tune into the stream real quick and just send like three dots or something in the chat. Just three dots.
Yeah, okay, three dots. I'm sending it right now.
Yeah. Let me find him. Let me snipe him.
I got it.
Is everyone ready?
All right,
dot,
ready.
Dot, dot.
Wait, three. Wait,
he's playing a turn-based
wait,
RPG.
Wait.
That's on topic.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
Go.
Attack.
Go.
Okay, Dano, why? Guys, I'm locked in an event! You guys are meant to be recording a podcast! shut up and record your podcast. I want to play Roblox. I beg you guys.
We got a reaction, boys.
All right, round two. You ready?
Wait, again? Again?
Three. Again? Yes, again. Okay. Three, four, two, one, go.
Get out and record. They have no idea what's happening right now. They don't realize I'm actually going to win a
meal. How dare you play Roblox?
Okay, one more.
For the fans. Last one.
All right.
Okay.
Reduken's count us down. Count us down for this one.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Knock him out.
The medic unit? Medic unit first, oh, surely.
Grand.
Sick him!
Bro, Bam's lagging, dude.
I love British ping.
His reaction.
I don't think he's giving us another one.
He just ignored it completely. He gave up.
I'm just gonna say lick me daddy and see if that gives us.
Okay.
Back to the all podcast. Right. Everybody, if Bundun's video is out now, go watch it.
Yep.
Guys, please lick me daddy. One second. Is this part of the speed run, real quick? Just speed running something quick, chat.
If not, watch the.
But yes, he's turned to the dark side. Now he plays Roblox all day, dude. It's insane. Dude, now his channel's Roblox doing great, so I'm happy for him. But like,
I miss the old Bundun.
Anyway, dude, I can't believe Bam's ping was that bad. That's hilarious. You were like a solid minute behind.
No way.
No, you weren't that far behind.
Every time Bam talks, it's like I have to wait an hour to hear. He sends a raven every time.
Bam walks into any room and is like, hello. Whoa.
Crazy latency.
Canada.
Yeah, Bam just heard the face reveal.
Bam, I know a good place.
Oh, you want to go to the 51st? 51st state?
Yeah. Hey, America.
Guys, let's play both sides. We have to play both sides so we always win. Mm. We have to have
right,
both
yeah, no.
Bam, I just realized I have number today.
Losers, yeah! 4 Americans, baby! Woo! Ka-ka!
Not the right. Eagle screech, dude.
No, what Johnny was saying, we're gonna play both sides. I said this on my stream the other day, but we were like joking about like the president a couple weeks ago and like the administration, yada yada yada. I hope everybody knows that no matter who won, we were gonna make fun of the president and whoever's in office and America. Because we don't pick sides. We make fun of everybody. We hate everybody,
people,
all right?
We don't pick sides. All we do is we make funnies. We have little chuckles, little
and
laughs.
And Pear's playing melee.
We lost him. It's that easy.
Pear's in the mines, dude.
Speaking of, let's wheel it back.
It's the Redugans episode.
This is true. Let's wheel it back.
You say wheel it back?
Tier list of the Smash Games Redugans.
Tier list of the Smash.
Have you played all of them? I'm assuming.
Yes, I have. I don't own all of them, but I played all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not including PM, Melee S tier.
Count PM?
Okay, fine. Melee S tier.
You were taking too long. Continue.
PM A tier. Everything else is just like F tier. I don't care for Brawl. I don't care for 64. I don't care for
Wii
U.
Ultimate?
I love Brawl. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. What? Ultimate's like, for me, Ultimate's like forgettable. I feel like I always just gravitate back to Melee.
Sheesh! Kind of the same, but like, you can't put Ultimate in F, bro.
Okay, Ultimate's like tied for A.
Dude,
it has
what
character.
About the Subspace
Emissary?
Right,
A is crazy.
Subspace does go hard.
I love Subspace,
so
man.
That's the only redeeming factor of Brawl.
Alright, hold
the
on.
The gameplay is terrible,
the
but
reason the Smash Wii U, like, didn't get a of like story mode because Sakurai was like, they uploaded the cutscenes to YouTube. You can't have
true,
nice things.
Dude, you think too anal about
you.
It.
I mean, I think
yeah. So
it's a really like a product of his time because when Smash Brawl was being made, the internet wasn't as big as it was at the start of development than it was at the end of development, right? So I think we got to see that like shift in real time, you know.
But I actually asked a friend of mine this the other day. Would you rather? Unlimited bacon, unlimited games. No. Would you rather see or not have YouTube, but get a Subspace Emissary for Wii U and now Ultimate, or have the internet and YouTube? And he said no YouTube, but I think that he's just insane.
That is stupid.
You pick YouTube, but like Sakurai, like I like Sakurai, but like he was wrong about that, bro. Like
I hope he gets over it by the time the next one comes out. I hope that's their big thing this time.
Light,
last
like,
time.
Cutscenes.
Yeah.
Well, the light's pretty tight. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I think that might be my ultimate hot take.
Well, they're putting their budget on the trailers now instead of the cutscenes, but I love the cutscenes, man. I love the
story. The thing is, I remember I was chilling in either my second last or last year of high school, and I saw the Steve reveal trailer live.
You were in high school when that came out?
Yes.
Was I in high school?
Yes. It was almost 8 years ago. Almost 7 years ago now, Dana.
Dude, we're fossils.
No, it was
we're
not.
From the grave.
No, it was not. When
you
was
start digging already?
You right? Can't tell me you're fossils in front of me. That does not compute.
who's
the youngest here?
It was still
dropping,
5 years ago. That's
Steve
crazy.
Dropping, and then Twitter broke, which was crazy.
Oh. It was 2020,
mean,
so I wasn't
X
like
the everything
school.
App now.
Johnny, it's
the
everything. Do not come to Canada.
Put some respect on the name.
Canonically, it was
funny
still
story.
Twitter
funny
back
story.
Then.
I went to Canada for a Baby No Money concert, and I got to the border, and the Canadian border guy's like, "Oh, what do you do for work?" And I'm like, "I'm a content creator." And he goes,
"You're a YouTuber."
He goes, What's your at? And I'm like, No. Like,
you never
like,
say it.
Johnny Razor. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, now all of Canada knows I'm here.
Yep.
That's a new subscriber right there.
Dude, literally yesterday, I went to a psychiatrist. I went to a new psychiatrist for the first time. And when I was there, mm-hmm. the first question is like, what do you do for a living? And I said, I verbatim, I said, listen, I don't want to say YouTuber because of the stigma that comes with that. So I'm just I want to clarify that I make educational videos on the internet. All right, he didn't care.
You're
but
do you talk
whenever
your channel?
I'm in like a car or something? No, I didn't. Whenever I'm in the car or something, though, I just say I'm an editor. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole.
It's yeah, you have to bet. Say editor in the Uber. If
I just
you say YouTuber.
Yeah, it's over. I just say game developer because I mean, I'm not wrong.
Nah, I work in advertising.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I made Riggy the rabbit monkey. You ever heard of him?
Radukins. All right, hypothetical. You're coming to Canada.
God.
The guy at the
border. Sure.
The guy at the border.
Sure,
the guy at the border asks what you do. What do you say?
Well, I have a more unique situation is that I still have a full-time job on top of YouTube. So I can just get
my
I got that
better
dual
than all
income.
Of us.
Yeah, I got
if you're comfortable, what do you do, Rad? I don't know if I've ever asked this.
Not to get too specific, but it is I am an analyst. In quotes.
Mm-hmm.
For like a supply chain company.
Dude, I ran into a nun last week and they said their favorite episode was the presentation one. So I don't know, man. You never know who's watching.
You never crazy. Know.
Their newest favorite is going to be this one with the Dukins,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Let me ask you. Who's your...
the nun was just upset that we had to censor everything. They were like, oh, you should have kept it open. I wanted to see what was in that last presentation.
The nun said, we need to legalize comedy. The nun looked at Dana and said, I am become meme.
They were a deep smoker, too, so they sounded exactly like that. We got to legalize comedy.
How can you be a nun and a smoker? Like, that...
I just found my newest Toon Turf character. Cool, oh, my gosh.
Dude, I'm
going to make a smoking
I'm
nun.
I'm a cool nun.
All right,
I'm not nun. I'm all.
Well, let me ask you guys. If you had to put your previous guests on a tier list, where would they rank?
DJ's F tier.
Everyone an F.
Cinnamon F tier.
Everyone an F.
Radukins.
Well, no.
DJ's
was
I mean.
Wow.
DJ's was S tier because he got us a 1 out of 10. So.
Oh there we go. We got to bring him back. Wait, is he going to make a cameo here as he does everywhere else?
We can call him. Hold on. No, I'm kidding.
We're randomly adding to the call again.
Let's cut that bit.
Yeah,
imagine though. But
dude,
imagine.
Next time we need
mine.
We need to do it when we have like a super important get. Sorry, Ryan, that sounded mean.
Damn.
But I mean like, like if we ever get on like oh, he left.
He left. He left. Audio listeners,
oh
he left.
Anyways.
Oh
I'll pretend to hear that.
Dana, why would you bully Radukins out of the podcast? This happened like 5 times now. What's going on, man?
No, I'm but like here. If we ever get like I don't know, like somebody that we're not like really close friends with, like Law by Mike or Sambucha or somebody that like, well, I think Bunnan's super good friends with Sambucha, but you know what I mean? Like somebody that we're not like Law super close Mike. With. And then we Law call up Dejus in the middle of their interview. Dude, that would be so awkward. Oh, let's do it.
Dude, I was clicking through my Discord servers earlier today and I happened to click on the Discord Law by Mike and I just started laughing. It's just insane that all happened.
Is he still in the group chat?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm. He was online too. I was like,
I'm gonna send a meme. I'm gonna send a meme. I'm gonna send the Batman meme. No,
you think
don't embarrass us in front of Law by Mike.
Law by Mike will be at VidCon.
Dude,
the Costco guys are gonna be there. The Costco guys are gonna be there.
That's who we need to get.
We need to get Big Justice. We need to get Big AJ, and we need to get the Rizzler on the Rumble Pack podcast.
And then we need to interrupt the interview with Dejus and make them feel awkward.
No, no, no.
We all are going to VidCon. Radukins, are you?
There's a scoop.
My day's ruined. My day. No, I'm kidding.
I'm someone that has pretty decent social anxiety. So I don't know, maybe someday, but not this year.
Hey, me too, man. I think all of us. Dude, we're YouTubers. Our whole thing is social anxiety. Come anyway. No, I'm kidding.
We're YouTubers. Of course, we have social anxiety. That gets 5 big booms.
It sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. When me, Dano, and Johnny were at VidCon, you guys were getting bloody swarmed. It was crazy.
Dude, yeah, it was a bloodbath out there. It was that, people were coming at me. I was stabbing them with my gun. It was crazy.
To be fair, that was like the peak of Shorts Wars 2 though. So I feel like this time
that was in June now.
Yeah, but Shorts Wars is still like, I don't know. It was relatively
Shorts Wars 3 came out like right after that.
It came out like a month after. Yeah.
So there was hype for it and everything. So now this time, people are going to come up and be like, I used to watch you. And then we're going to hate ourselves. That's what's going
to
happen.
I used to watch you before you were cringe. I used to watch you before you made Roblox content.
I'm going to go find a random kid at VidCon and give him $5 and say, hey, go up to Pear and call him cringe.
No.
I had somebody in one of my comment section on TikTok, I think, go like bro hasn't been good since 2019, and I'm like, dog, I didn't post videos until 2022.
So Rad, one of the things that we like to do here is ask questions that make our guests feel a little uncomfortable, you know, just to give them a little test. So why do you hate Europe and all Europeans? Like, where did that come from? Why'd you repost that that tweet the other day saying that why are you eating a whole cabbage?
It
took me a solid minute. Oh.
Dinner's a cabbage?
Dude, I was scaling up. I was eating a bunch of stuff. I was eating a full course meal right here. You guys didn't see?
Are you eating a burger in like the individual parts?
So it started off with chips, and then
I didn't even notice the chips.
Bitten onion. I'm still working on this one.
I thought it was an apple.
And then
this is a cucumber.
Well,
the rest you can like sneak by, but the whole cat.
Well, sorry. Can you repeat the question?
I think that was the what?
Can you repeat the question?
Why do you hate Europe? Why do you hate Europeans? Why are you evil?
Oh, because they're stinky, dude. European people smell like dookies. Some, not all of them, but some of them. Bam, I'm sure you smell great. Can you confirm? Actually, how do you smell? Describe your scent.
I think I smell great.
Do it stink?
No, it don't. It smells like coconut.
I've sniffed Bam before too. He does smell good. Are you okay, Rad? Are you okay?
I'm good. Don't worry about me.
Okay. Dude, Schlatt, we need to get Schlatt on the podcast, and as revenge for the Brazen Bowl thing, we get Dejus to join in the middle of the Schlatt episode.
That'd be crazy.
If you guys wonder what I smell like, I smell like 1 million elixir. You can't read it because the light is too much. Dude. It's my gold bar. This is how crazy.
I can attest to that one too. I smelled Johnny at VidCon, and I just smelled like richness. You know, like how rich people expensive. Like they just
Dana
have
a
vibe.
Dana took a whiff
I smelled
and
gold.
Went,
what can I get?
Anytime Dana needed to
I
find
felt
Johnny,
my net worth go up as
air.
I sniffed Johnny. All right, as I sniffed Johnny, my net worth went up at least a couple $1,000s.
Dana
right?
smelled me like a pie floating across the room, like.
But the real question is, how did Dano smell?
Dano should be smelling people. Yeah, true,
I smell
actually.
Good. I smell good. Bam, you. I smell good, right?
I was not. Yeah. There was no. There were no.
I like, backed you up. What an asshole! Oh my gosh!
I was gonna say there was no like no negative aura, no negative smells that I could smell.
Dano
like,
smells
being
like
around
the
you.
Absence. He smells other, like
other
nothing.
Than like. Other than the mess your dogs leave in the living room, that's the only negative smell.
My dogs are
someone,
old. That's fine.
Someone in my chat said, Johnny, your argument is completely invalid.
He smells good. Let's just say he smells good.
Yeah. Dude, but the okay. I actually have a funny story. So the European thing. All right. So this is all right. So. You know how on Instagram Reels, when you go on there, you can, yes, on Instagram Reels, you know how, but you know how, like, there's, like, an option to see, like, Reels that your friends have liked or, like, people that you follow have liked, like, stuff like that. And if you tap on that, then you can just scroll through, like, other people's liked Reels to sort of get, like, a similar vibe, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys know I have a twin brother, right?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait,
so,
why?
Per, did you not know that?
I didn't think so. I thought you were just a guy.
That's what
did any other guy. What a guy.
I thought he was just like internet guy. In the guy. Box.
No,
I who do you box? Think Riggy is?
So I have a twin brother and he is studying to be a med student. He's going to be a brain surgeon one day. He's incredibly smart. The parents had, you know, they had the brain student.
So not
the
you?
Med student, they had the dude, there was the split. The parents had the brain surgeon and then they had the other kid who's like, I want to be an actor, a YouTuber, I want to be entertainer. So, you know, anyway, but so point of the story, I got into my Instagram Reels and I went to that liked one. I go into it a lot, you know, and every single time without fail, he will have managed to find the most niche Reels with like 5 likes, 10 likes. Without fail, every single time I go on there, it's something about blowing up France. Just every single time I go on the liked Reels, it's something about, oh, we're going to blow up France, or, oh, guys, like this reel if you want to blow up France, or something like that. Every single time. And so I was thinking about it the other day, like...
It's your calling.
I'm kind of afraid. Like, if he's going to be a med student, like, he's going to perform brain surgery. Somebody's going to walk in. He's going to be like, hi, my name's Joey. I'm going to perform your brain surgery today. And he's going to go, bonjour. And Joey's just going to shoot him in the head. Like, I'm kind of scared.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he was going to do a brain surgery on someone from France and make France blow themselves up. I don't know, like some puppeteer magic.
What? His hands are going to be in there typing like, kill France, kill France.
He's going to un-French them.
Dude, holy. That's the only... He's just going to take the France out of their brain. That's his whole calling in life.
You go to brain surgery speaking French, you come out, you're speaking English. You're like, what
speaking
happened?
American, baby. Speaking American.
Oh, no, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Shout out to the cabbage.
Rat, why are you still eating the cabbage?
Bro, I'm not
why are
joking.
You still
I'm
subjecting not... yourself to that? I thought it was a bit. You're still eating it.
No, I didn't have dinner yet.
Is that what you actually eat? Is that genuinely like what you do?
Yeah, it's like a Asian thing.
Yeah, Johnny, you're racist. Yeah, Johnny, I mean, you're racist now. Is that what you actually do? Wow, no, wow. Respect the culture, man.
I thought you were an American.
I am. I could be both.
Don't bring your culture to our country.
We only eat burger. Isn't that right, Dano? You tried the Arby's and it wasn't good enough. It wasn't as good as burger.
Dude, American burger. I want to
eat a whole cabbage now, low key.
I kind of.
I'll share with you. I got plenty left. I can send you half it to Canada.
Best burger in the world location. Let's see if it is America.
It's not going to be America.
If Anna was here.
It has to be America. I don't have a lot to say.
Spain.
Spain. Yep.
Spain.
W.
That's a weird place.
Spain?
Oh, still on Europe.
Dude, Europe? All fruit and vegetable ever comes from Spain.
I'll be honest, Europe's looking really good right now. Europe's looking better than it's ever looked.
Might have to move
they got
there.
Hamburger.
Sure.
And not that we have. Yeah. I'm just going to say.
Economy.
Economy.
Wait,
shout out hamburger.
Oh what do you mean God. Spain and Europe? Of course Spain is in Europe.
Oh, I think I learned
don't
this
send that
like
pair
Dano, I want you to pull up a map right now with no locations, and I want you to point to where you think Spain is. I want you to go in MS Paint, go in PowerPoint, go in Photoshop, whatever you want to use, get a map of the world with no locations, and point to where you think Spain is, Dano.
Oh, no,
you got man. This.
This is not good. This is not
do
good.
It. No, we're actually taking, we're doing a geography test right now.
You need
post,
to ask
someone,
me.
Someone post like unlocked world map, hold on.
You need to ask me a couple of these because I think I did this with Bam the other day where I tried to like name. I don't want to. Okay, I know this is South America, but I just
Okay.
You get another guess because that was.
I think
like,
well, now
that
you've said it,
real.
Surely, that now that you've real. Said it, I'm gonna say
You have the knowledge that Spain is in Europe. Okay, you have that. That's free.
No.
Ooh.
Here's
that's
a
Germany.
I'll put a. Oh,
you're getting
oh
close.
I can't mark it up.
You're getting
oh,
warm.
Shoot. Hold on.
Okay, I was like 2 inches off, all right?
You picked Brazil for the first one, Dano. You picked Brazil.
Dude.
Wait, right, I'm actually curious. Dano, in CDOT's image, which one is Spain? I bet you don't even get this.
It's one
is
out of ten.
Is it that middle ooh, one right ooh, there? Ooh.
That's France.
That could
no, France is the boot. I know France is the boot.
No, that's no, Italy.
Are you being for real
oh,
right
that's
now.
Italy. Wait, that's Italy. Italy. That's cool. Italy. That's dude, Italy. France is or Italy is the boot, right? Italy is
Dano,
the boot.
Dano, I'm
Italian?
Supposed to be the dumb one.
What's going on?
Okay?
Like, I thought you were an
Italian. This
education
is kind of insane.
I am Italian. Oh, that's not good. I'm a third Italian. I got it on my second guess.
Dude, French my is the boot? Yes!
Guys, my geography knowledge is actually the worst, like, ever. I remember in, like, middle school, it wasn't even, like, a map of the world. She handed us a map of the United States and said, like, write off where all the states are, and I got, like, 4. Dude, it's... I can do it now. I know where all the United States are now. All right,
no, you don't.
Listen,
no.
I doubt all of them.
I know where most of the states are, and okay. That is all that matters. I don't care about the rest of the world. I am a true bred American, and I have Google for the rest of the world. I don't need to know everything else. All right, just like how I have a calculator in my pocket. Why do I need to know algebra? Mrs. Take that. Sorry, that was my algebra teacher.
Got a powerful speech.
Tell him.
I'm liking this game. I'm liking this game. Radukins, do you have a country that you want Dano to guess where it is?
Yeah.
All right, Dano. How about you find the country of my people in South Korea?
Okay.
If you get it wrong,
it's
I
so
leave.
Easy, Dano.
This one's easy.
It's so easy.
All right. Keyword.
Hold on.
Dano, all right. South. Keyword.
Yeah.
It's South.
All right. Hold on. I actually okay. That's Saudi Arabia. The beef is Saudi Arabia.
Oh no!
Dude,
he's gonna. My colleagues. He's picking Sri Lanka somehow, or like somewhere in Indonesia.
Hold on, I gotta focus. Can everybody shut up? Give me 2 seconds. Yeah. I gotta lock in. All right, where's my belt?
I'm calling Philippines. He's gonna.
Yeah,
hold on.
Papua New Guinea or something.
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay, Dano, if you don't get it right the first time, I'll do. I took another zoomed in image, and then we can go.
Mm.
All right.
I believe in you, man.
Right there,
you got this, Dano.
Let's see.
Okay.
No.
Which dot is it? The red dot.
All right. Hold on. Let me try again.
You're barely in.
Wait,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Is it there?
Here it is, Dano.
Oh.
Okay,
there's
okay.
your hint.
That narrows it down a lot.
That was my next guess. Look, this was my next guess. I'm not even kidding. Hold on, I'm pasting it.
What was your next guess?
Right there, right there.
That's not even it.
Where are you?
It's Thailand.
Where are you? How big is
Thailand?
How big is South and North Korea? Oh my gosh, are they that small?
They're tiny. Yeah, they're pretty tiny.
Is it that it's that like hangy bit right there, right? That little dangly bit. That's not the island.
Yes.
Yes. That little like.
What's the island?
Yeah,
what's the island? What's the island?
Greece. You're so cooked, dude.
No. So you first off, your first pick.
Did you say Greece?
No. Your first pick was
Japan.
Your first pick was Afghanistan. Okay, you picked Afghanistan as your first pick. Then you picked Thailand. This is insane.
I don't want you
to make another short about what if the moon stops spinning or if the moon disappears. You don't deserve to do this. Okay?
Where is Russia?
Dana's so worried about the moon, he can't figure out Earth.
Where is Russia, Dana? Okay.
Look, that's Russia. I know that's Russia.
Okay, yeah, hold on.
That's Africa. Hold on.
That's a continent.
This is one South America. Name
this is South
one
America.
Country in Africa, Dano.
Yeah.
Ooh,
name one country in Africa.
Can you do it?
I actually knew this.
There's so many of them.
One? Just say one. Off rip.
Shut up! Everybody shut up! Hold on!
I can give you a clue.
I'm gonna cry.
Dano, quick. Name three countries in Africa. Maria
so
from
many.
Sonic is not a viable option.
There's so many, country. Dano. There's like 50 of them. Dude, you got this.
Dano.
Mr. Beast.
One of them has Africa in the name.
Yes.
King of
No.
Can't even say
I literally had one in my. Shut up. I saw a reel the other day and I was like, I need to memorize this in case somebody asks me. It started with a. Guinea. They're a guinea. Like guinea pig.
Papua
yes.
New Guinea's in
no,
Asia.
There's a state called Guinea. There's a state called. Or there's a state? No. There's a.
Get it out, dude.
In Africa, there's a place called Guinea. I am sure. Somebody Google this.
Dano, you could have said South Africa.
That's hilarious.
You could have said Egypt, like with the pyramids.
You could have said.
Hold on.
That's Chad. Right.
Egypt is not in Africa.
You could have said Uganda.
Uh huh. Oh, that's a classic.
Egypt is not in Africa.
It's Morocco.
No.
You're
kidding.
You could have said where Anna lived.
Madagascar.
Producer and editor lived.
There's no Guinea, bro.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that Egypt is in Africa. That is insane.
It was a new update.
What did you think it was? What did you think it was?
I don't know. If somebody asked me.
Egypt or drop.
Wow. I actually. Well, to be fair, I would have said it's like. Hold on. I would have said Egypt is like right there. But no, I just Googled it. Look, Guinea is a country in West Africa. Guinea is a country in West Africa.
You being bad at geography has permanently affected Anna's
look,
mental well-being.
That's where I thought Egypt was, all right? So I was like a couple like inches off.
Yeah, that was
inches.
To be honest, that
inches
is that's,
on a map.
That's the closest.
That
that's
is
the closest
inches on a map is miles. Many, so many.
You gotta check.
No inches, Johnny. Inches, only inches. Only inches. As big as my thumb. I'm only as off as big as my thumb. That's not far at all.
Yeah.
All right.
You know how big the world is? A thumb is a country, Dano.
I can never look at you the same again.
We have to
like eight Pennsylvanias in a thumb.
I can't believe my whole job is teaching people, and I'm really like this
Dano,
is bad.
Dano, just spit facts you think are correct. And we'll tell you if they're right or not right now. We're going to fact check.
No, I mean,
any
I.
Fact.
Any
fact.
I was like a pretty good student in school, but the first class I ever failed was the only the only class I ever failed was AP Human Geography, and I got a D in it.
Bro.
And this is why.
And
yeah, this is why.
Okay.
Okay, Dano, you're mostly Irish, right?
No.
Well,
I'm a third Irish, a third British, and a third Italian.
Okay, a third Irish. Where is Ireland? This is the first image. Let's see that.
Run it back.
Where is Ireland? I'll give you a hint. It's not.
No. Don't give me a hint. I know this.
Dana, you have been here in person, physical.
Don't give me a hint.
It's a location you've been to.
Don't give me a hint. Don't give me a hint. It is.
Come on. Are you looking
that
it up right,
right
now?
There. It really? Is that. No, I was putting my dot on it. It is there. That's no. That's the UK, dude.
Oof.
What? Wait.
You were close.
No, then it's there. It's there. I knew it was one or the other. It's there.
No, it doesn't count.
It was there. I knew it was one or the other.
Okay, wait. You see that little country right above your dot? What is that called?
Scotland.
No, it's North Ireland. You need to leave.
Kick him.
This is the future of our youth, people. This is who they look up to.
Yeah, I'm the youngest person here, all right? So maybe in the next year I was going to learn about geography, all right? Maybe I was going to learn all of this, all right?
Dano,
give me a year and ask me again.
You're the one teaching. You're the teacher, Dano. You're the one.
They don't teach us in college. It's just expected.
Yeah, this is...
I bet you don't know. You know what? Hey, you know what? I know facts. I bet you guys don't know. I bet you guys don't know what kind of whale or what the biggest whale is that has teeth. All right. Do you guys know that? You guys know that? Huh? Huh?
Is sperm,
what's the biggest
whale
with?
Whale?
No. Whale? What was? What'd you say, Pear?
Whale? Sperm whale?
It's a sperm. Okay. It's a sperm whale. But, but nobody else got it. All right. Nobody else got it. How many teeth do they have, Pear? How many teeth does a sperm whale have?
Is this a short for tomorrow, Dano?
Dano, I do
it was actually
know,
like a week ago.
I do want to know how
many
like
how many teeth does a sperm whale have up here?
Dano.
8,000. I'm gonna make a guess.
Shush, Pear. How many?
8,000 or something like that.
No, 40 to 50. You moron. I win. End of yes.
Dano,
40 to 50.
I just
want to
point something out. I just
want to
point
sucks.
One thing out. One small thing. Oh God. If I am in the ocean, what is more useful knowledge? Where the land is or how many teeth the whales have?
You could get eaten by a whale, Johnny, all right? Maybe
you
got to figure out
eaten,
which
then
whale
then
to not get eaten by.
Teeth is inconsequential.
What about this? What if you want to... what if you need food in the middle of the ocean and you need to kill a whale? Are you going to choose the one with the most teeth or the least teeth? Huh, Johnny?
I'm going to choose the one that I see. I'm going to choose the first one that I catch, Dano.
Your funeral, because the one with 50 teeth is going to eat you, Johnny. Now you're dead and now you can't go to any land. All right, you ever think about that?
I'm dead regardless. I win. If you're in the ocean stranded, you don't
get to
pick the whale. You don't get to pick that.
No, I won. I already won.
How are we catching and killing whales?
Yeah, like, what's your strat?
Like a lone person?
Anyway, Redukins, what's your 5-year plan?
Five in terms of what?
Before
YouTube or life?
You get to that, Redukins,
how many whales are you killing, Red?
Yeah, I think Dano,
you're wrong. Look at the thing.
Wait,
on the lower jaw. Dano is a fucking... All right, that's fake, then. You made that. Hold on. How many...
Photoshop.
Yo, Google's AI is getting better. Wait.
It says each jaw. It says 20 to 26 teeth on each narrow jaw.
How many jaws does the whale have?
I don't know, but it was 50. I made a short on this like 10
days
ago.
Anyways, Redukin's dream collab. What is it?
This one says 36 to
60. Hey, and you can't say Mr. Beast...
Dream collab?
I can't say dream.
Can't say Mr. Beast.
That's my backup. I don't really have anyone in mind. Like, I do enough collab where I feel like I'm like satiated with whoever I work with. It's kind of just like whoever shows up. I don't have anyone in mind. I don't really have any like nowadays, I don't really have any like inspirations anymore in terms of like who I look up to. I kind of just do my
own
thing.
You were supposed
to say Royal Pair. Yeah, I was going to get to that
Tetris.
Actually.
Tetris.
I'll collaborate Tetris. With the entirety of San Tetris.
Okay, we need to talk about San Tetris. Like, dead ass. Like, that's actually an important question I wanted to ask. How does it feel, dude, to like break the internet and like find like the most insane meta on short streaming, dude?
That's true.
It was fun at first, but now like every time I look at it, I like it was like disgust. Dude, there are people that still stream it today. I'm like, that's cringe, dude. You still do that in 2025? You still do that? But
yeah,
it's like a
Cinemunch.
I'm not naming names here.
Listen, I think it was perfectly fine to ride the wave, bro. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's part of YouTube.
Yeah, it's like a love-hate relationship. I just wish they would update the game. It's the same exact thing every time. Like, give me some new skins, like cosmetics.
Battle
like,
pass.
Yeah. Exactly, like microtransactions.
San Tetris Battle Pass.
Let me give you my money.
How much time of the podcast? Just chilling now. All right. Trying to find the next best thing.
We're actually following the document an hour into the recording.
Let's go.
I'd like somebody to schedule how much. I would love somebody to just like make like a comparison of how much time we spent making fun of the fact that I don't know geography versus how much time Radukins actually got to speak on his episode. Oh my gosh.
Wait, Dano, did you ever accurately pinpoint Korea? Or were we just glazing by that?
No, I think he got it in the end. He described it as the little dangly bit. So that,
that's good enough for me. Good enough
okay,
for
wait,
me.
Dano. Japan, Greece, Dano, by the way.
Don't ask me for directions.
Dano, is South Korea an ally of the US?
No.
No, bro!
Oh, North Korea is not an ally. South Korea is.
Okay, good.
Well, I just need to make sure.
North Korea is Kim Jong-un. I got it. I got it.
You're
I got
making,
it.
You're, you might make shorts for my children, so I need to make sure.
I know. Genuinely, this makes me look like a moron, but like I pretty much have like educated myself on like a lot. I was a good student, except for chemistry. I cheated my way through that. But chemistry and geography are my 2 weak subjects, all right? Those are my two things that I can't do.
There's always time to learn.
I won't lie, dude.
I didn't go to college, all right? But guess what? You know how much money I'm making? You know how much money I'm making without knowing geometry, pair? Huh? You think about that?
I was actually going to defend you for a bit. When it comes to math, bro, I photomathed my way through my degree, so fuck it.
Steve.
I was pretty good at it.
Steve! Steve!
I did. I took algebra in eighth grade because I was above the average level. I actually, dude, the one final that I ever scored a 100 out of 100 on was my math final in middle school. Like the final exam.
Hold on, Dano.
And that's the only exam I ever got a straight algebra 100 out of 100.
Grade set. The American school system is doomed. Anyways, Radukins, what are some hot takes?
No, in America, it starts.
Okay.
No,
that's true, actually.
In America, it starts freshman year. You take algebra, but I took it in eighth grade.
I took it a year early. What lame school did you go to? I live in the boonies, and we had pre-algebra in sixth grade.
Yeah,
in seventh grade, and then I took algebra in sixth grade because I was smart.
Actually, I think I'm on Dano's side. I think we did algebra, geometry, then trig, and then.
Algebra, geometry, calc slash trig.
We didn't have calc.
I loved geometry, dude. I was the one person that loved geometry. Everybody else thought it was like the most annoying thing in the world. They were like, oh, I hate geometry. I don't know what my deal was. I loved that class so much.
You know what's
Did
crazy?
You dash?
We're talking about like ninth grade. Like it was like forever ago. But bro, our target audience is probably taking algebra right now.
True.
Yeah. If you're in algebra right now, comment what grade you are in, so I can prove that I'm right.
Don't ask our viewers to say what grade they're in. It's gonna, dude, all of the comments are gonna be like, "I'm in second grade right now," and it's gonna make us all hate ourselves because it's gonna reveal all the Rumble Pack audiences like toddlers. No, I'm kidding. Hopefully,
Radukins, which member of the Rumble Pack podcast are you killing? Which member of the Rumble Pack podcast?
Hey, kids, go ask your parents. Go ask your parents how babies are made.
Let's show them right now.
And tell them Zach D. Films told you to ask.
Dude, I need a Zach D. Film short. Like, so the man inserts into the.
Radukins,
I would love a Zach D. Films video on baby
who
birth.
Of the Rumble Pack podcast are you killing in cold blood right now? Who are you killing?
And I'll kill Bun
Dunn.
Ooh, good choice.
Let me preface, okay?
My good choice.
good show. Okay, so I kill Bun Dunn, okay? But I'll preface by saying I love the man. He's been very nice to me. Gives me advice and all. Very good guy, okay?
Bun Dunn does give really good advice.
Yes. The issue is he's Asian and I don't like that. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it's an unspoken rule in any group you're in. You can't have more than one Asian person. It gets too confusing.
Oh.
Is it
people
true
always
that-
say Asians look the same, right? So if there's two of us, like, am I him? Is he me? Let's just get rid of one of them and just like for brand purposes, you know?
Radukins, my first memory of you is you whooping me as Kirby in Melee.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's the best way to do it.
I took one game off, though. I'm still...
Did you
I'm
really?
In the tournament, I think that was that was the only game I won. No, I advanced past the first round.
You beat M. Swizzle.
This is true. This is true.
I would have beat everybody if my controllers were working, all right? I would have come out on top having never played Melee in my life.
We did get the controller working. So you don't really.
It was not. I literally stood still for like the end. Didn't I SD?
I like my favorite memory from that was like you guys picked the wrong Kirby stage, the one that's not even tournament legal.
Right.
Oh yeah,
Johnny and yeah, that was funny.
You gotta spice it up.
Oh, Dreamland, yeah.
Man, we need another Melee tournament, man.
Dude,
we gotta get Bundan to get off
Roblox.
When
the Switch 2 comes out,
no, I want
Switch 2 comes out. Let's do it.
I want to play Mario Kart Wii. That is the one game I'm good at.
When they finally bring, I could tell you guys about some rumors about updates to GameCube controller patents they've been making.
I saw that.
But
I saw that,
like the bottom left trademark. That's insane.
If they do Nintendo Switch Online GameCube and you can net play GameCube just built in to the Switch too.
They're going to patch wave dashing.
I was about to say, I have enough faith in what they know about Melee that they wouldn't patch wave dashing.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Wave dashing isn't a glitch. It was intentional.
Right? Here, I'll explain it. I'm going to video game nerd out for a few seconds. So, the reason why I think they won't patch it, if they re-release Melee, like as a Melee HD, I think they will patch it. Because just like in Mario 3D All-Stars, that version of Mario 64, you couldn't backwards long jump. But in the Nintendo Switch, like online play retro games version, you still could backwards long jump, right? So I think it's taking the North American version of Mario 64 and then using like the post patch one for the actual re-release. So I think it's gonna stay in. All I know is I try to teach Cinnamon how to wave dash, and I think he quit after a day.
All I want is a port of Mario Kart Wii. That is all I want, and it's never gonna happen.
I want to put a Mario Kart DS.
I love the mission mode in there.
Yeah, mission mode,
bro.
There might be a mission mode.
It was on the Wii U.
That's true. That's true. Wii U virtual.
I don't know why that gives to school though. That gives me so much nostalgia, dude. On the school bus in the morning playing Mario.
Yes.
On the DS map, dude. Oh my god.
That was a vibe.
Yep.
Yeah. So what's everyone's Redukins, what's your favorite game? Play. Just outright.
What I've been playing a lot recently is Arrival Xayther 2. I've been grinding that.
Ooh, I got that. I got it.
You guys play
it? It's so sweaty.
Isn't it on
sale? It's so sweaty, man.
Isn't it on sale right now? I might pick it up.
I play I play Loxodon.
Ooh, I just hit Diamond. I just want calluses on my fingers right now. From wave dashing.
I got it,
but I went back to Melee.
In Rivals 1, I played a lot of Rano and Claren.
Oh, Rano's my favorite right now. Yeah. Dude, I love the custom characters, but they don't have a new one right now.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I played as Tetris.
That's true.
That's it.
It wasn't like the Tetris blocks. It was like you played Tetris and then you scored.
Wait, that's so hype.
We gotta play all like Rivals sometime, and I'm not talking Marvel Rivals.
Speaking of playing, Marvel Rivals
travels.
after this? Marvel Rivals after this?
I have to work.
Oh my god.
I have to prioritize.
I gotta stream Xenoblade X tomorrow. I don't have time.
I would.
Y'all don't understand. I've been grinding. I'm almost Lord with Adam Warlock, goodness too. Gracious. Like,
ooh, Adam Warlock. I'm a unique pick.
I got Lord with Moon Knight a couple days ago, and I still suck, dude. It's hilarious.
I'm still the number one
two kills.
Of course, he's a Moon Knight. You play Spider-Man?
I need to get on ranked.
Yep, I play Spider-Man.
It is looking like it's that time, though. It's looking like it's that time, Redukins. Is there anything you want to say to the 8 people who have lasted this long watching the Rumble Pack podcast? What would you like them to hear?
Yeah, 90% of our viewers left when they saw my geography stuff. They cringed too hard. Yeah. They had to log out.
Not much to say. Appreciate you guys having me. If you want to follow me, you can follow me at youtube.com/bunhat. I upload a lot of Roblox content there. So give me a follow. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Redukins, you're actually streaming right now, right?
Yeah, I've been playing Sand Tetris the entire time. Oh, the Roblox, and Roblox. Both hands, yeah.
Wait, let's go back in Bundun's stream.
Should we end off the stream by messing with Bundun again?
Let's do one more dot dot dot.
He's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive.
Oh,
for everybody
playing Sand Tetris. No way.
Oh wait, should we do that instead?
No way.
No way. Terrorizing. Wait.
Open both streams.
It's Tetris time.
I'm sending the links.
He's turned to the darkness.
Anna does have a lot of work this podcast.
What's the thing?
Wait,
what's
before we end, everybody who was watching that's a viewer, I was a bit. I know where geography. I know geography.
It was not a bit. All right,
you can trust me to educate you. I promise. You can trust me to educate you and your kids. All right.
Also, I think it's very funny how about 10 minutes ago, Simunch messaged me. Has this OBS error ever happened to you? And it's like, could not find the stream key.
Okay, are we doing three dots in both chats? Three dots.
Oh, wait, hold on, my chats haven't loaded. I'm trolling.
Just Cinemunch.
Just Cinemunch. Oh, just Cinemunch? Okay.
No, we do Debundun too. You know?
Cinemunch
we'll
first.
We'll do Debundun next.
He just started. Okay. Oh my god.
Perfect.
Three.
Annihilating.
Two, one.
Go. Get him!
I will be. Oh, Pear's here. Okay, hi, Pear. Okay, why the f*** is the entirety of Rumblepack here? Don't you guys have, like, jobs or something? Like, do you have a meeting to be at? Like,
beautiful.
Can you suck my dick, please?
There we go. Okay.
Somebody in chat said, again? They went from Bundun stream to cinema.
All right, one more. Here we go. On Bunduns. And the second we send it, the episode ends. How about that?
Guys, I don't like this bit. I've already reported Dano to the police.
Wait, I'm gonna ask Bundun to do the outro.
Do the outro for the podcast? Okay. Yo, guys, thank you so much for watching today on Rumble Pack. I am looking for $1 million and you are gonna subscribe.